You go first.
To people saying Bob Uecker should call the World Series, I ask.
What are you doing?
Look, we all love Bob Uecker. From his role on Mr. Belvedere, some older folks remember him for his appearances on Johnny Carson as the announcer for the big Andre the Giant versus Hulk Hogan match for the WWF. Most people, of course, remember him for his role as Harry Doyle, the alcoholic announcer for the Cleveland Indians in the movie Major League. An all-time classic role, an all-time classic movie. So this week, many baseball fans thought it would be a fun idea to get Uecker, who does baseball play-by-play for a living, to do that for the World Series. Just a small problem there. He's Bob Uecker, not Harry Doyle. So you think you'd be getting this hilarious guy spouting off clever one-liners while taking hits off a fifth of Jack during the entire series, but you'd actually be getting boring-ass Bob Uecker, who, by the way, doesn't do play-by-play for the Indians. He does play-by-play for the Milwaukee Brewers, and if you can find a more boring team to call games for than the Brewers, I am all ears. Much like getting Charlie Sheen to throw out the first pitch is a great idea on paper, getting Bob Uecker to do play-by-play wouldn't be what you imagine it would be in your head, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To former Giants and hopefully former NFL kicker Josh Brown, I ask.
What are you doing?
Remember when Ray Rice was caught on video punching out Janae? He held that press conference. She sat there at his side and he thanked the Baltimore fans for their love and support. And he apologized to kids who might look up to him. And of course, like all gutless dirtbags, called deliberately knocking out the woman in his life a mistake, and he never apologized to her. Today, Brown, and his quote was, he's sorry his past has been called into question or the integrity of the Giants, claims contrary to evidence and police reports, he never struck his wife. And again, he never apologizes to her. He's dirt, good riddance, as we ask.
What are you doing?
What was that thing Justin used to do? He was like
the apology
judge.
Commissioner.
That was it. That's a F minus.
Yep, I gave him an F on Twitter today.
To Washington special teams coordinator Ben Kutwitka, I ask.
What are you doing?
That might be how you say his name. We've all been there. Kutwitka was on Sunday. We've been driving in rush hour, traffic, bumper to bumper. Nature has called. We squirm in our chairs, do our best to hold on as we make our way home or to a gas station or something. I've even heard stories of some people who couldn't make it and had to go in a bottle or something like that. I do judge you, but I get it. Better than the alternative. Kutwitka decided to take a similar route during his team's loss to the Lions on Sunday. He went up against one of those Microsoft booths on the sideline where they keep the tablets that Bill Belichick hates and took what he thought was a covert urination into a Gatorade cup. By the way, not a bottle, one of those little green cups they have on the sideline. I say what he thought was covert because fans in the front few rows could see literally everything, and one of them decided to take a picture of it and post it on social media because
Yikes. Why
not? Shouldn't the general rule for this sort of thing be, if there's any chance at all anyone can see me, you just hold it or, I don't know, go to an actual bathroom,
wow,
not pull out your member on the sideline in an NFL stadium while a game is going on? Also, you're the special teams coordinator. You usually have a few minutes in between when you're actually needed. So to Ben Kutwitka, we ask.
What are you doing?
To UCLA head football coach Jim Mora, I ask.
What are you doing?
So they lost their third straight game, this one home to Utah, at 360 rush yards, and he was asked if perhaps he'd lost his locker room as some dissension had surfaced. He played the, what does that even mean? And asked the reporter how many locker rooms he'd been in. Turned out the guy actually coached high school football. He threw a little hissy fit and walked out. I'll cite what former Portland State coach and current Pac-12 analyst and guest on our show, Nigel Burton, said. While it might not be the case for UCLA right now, he's seen coaches lose the locker room. It was a legit question, but not for a petulant child, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To Russell Wilson, I ask.
What are you doing?
Wilson!
We all know about the tie from Sunday. Ties really shouldn't happen in any sport. Maybe soccer can get a pass because they literally run nonstop for 2 hours, and anything beyond that is something insane people do. So Mr. Dangerous himself had an idea on how to fix NFL ties. His plan, after the initial overtime period is over and no one has scored, any points, then they should have another coin toss with the away team. Obviously, that was Seattle in this case, of course, making the call. If they win, then they would get to kick a 35-yard field goal to win the game. If they miss it, then the other team wins the game. So 35 yards, that's basically an extra point, by the way. From the guy who brought us miracle water that cures concussions, we have this stroke of genius that says that his team should just get a free field goal to win to avoid ties. Screw it. Just a one-off field goal would be better than a tie. No, Russell, it would not. How about if you want to avoid a tie, you lead your offense down the field against a struggling defense in Arizona and score more than 6 points in regulations and the extra frame. His quote, I think if you play that long enough, you're putting your lives on the line. Wow. You should find a way to win, because 60 minutes isn't enough time to score a touchdown and win a game, apparently, as we ask.
What are you doing?
Or the NFL could see about getting their cojones back and go back to sudden death, the best thing in sports.
Darn right.
To the coach of the Capital City Buccaneers of Rhode Island, I ask.
What are you doing?
New outlets still haven't determined his identity. He played an 18-year-old in a league where the players are 12 and 13. A parent noticed the young man and said, huh, facial hair, tattoos on his arms. The founder of this new program was informed, coach fired. But this is not Danny Almonte sneaking into a Little League event. You know, a few strikeouts here and there. An 18-year-old playing against 13-year-olds. Somebody could get crippled or killed. Literally 50% older. Stan still can't find the idiot's name, as we ask.
What are you doing?
That's a pretty big advantage, an 18-year-old against 12 and 13-year-olds. All right.
Was he just, like, throwing kids all over the field?
He only got in for a couple plays. I mean, he had facial hair and tattoos.
And tattoos.
I mean, unless gangs are starting younger and younger and younger, I don't think so.
At least find a fresh-faced 18-year-old
or
something.
Did you shave today at least? We're trying to pull a scam here.